Canto 7, Chapter 8. Lord Narishima Deva slays the king of the demons. Narada Muni said to Yudhishthira, having heard his explanations, all the attending Daitya sons accepted his words because of their profundity and rejected what their teachers had taught them. When the two sons of the Guru, Shukracharya's sons Shanda and Amarika, realized how the intelligence of the boys had gotten fixed on this one subject matter, they fearfully contacted the king to submit to him what was going on. All over his body trembling with anger and with a mind determined to kill his son, he rebuked Prahlada. With the harshest words, he furiously, with an angry face and crooked, wicked eyes, approached him who did not deserve such a treatment at all. He, from his side, gentle and restrained, just stood there with his hands folded before his father, who was hissing like a vicious snake trampled upon. Hiranyakashipu said, "O you impudent fool, you intriguer of the family, you outcast, you so obstinate going against my rule, today I will send you to the abode of Yamaraj. When I am angry, all inhabitants of the three worlds and their leaders tremble for me. By what power do you so fearlessly overstep my rule, you rascal?" Prahlada said, "He is not only my strength, but also yours, O king, as also the strength of all other exalted and lower living beings. All beings moving around and who do not move around, beginning with Lord Brahma, fall under his control. He, the supreme controller of time, Urukrama, the lord of the great strides, Vamana, is the one strength of one's mind and life, the steadiness of one's physical power and senses. He, the true self, is the supreme master of the three basic qualities, who, by his different natural forces,